Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Daf Ayin Beis, in the Oiz Vader edition, Perek Chi, in the middle of Alocha Aleph. We're starting Daf Ayin Aleph on Beis on the bottom. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah, Chachamim Oymrim Kol HaSfichim Asurim. We have a Machlikis between Shimon and Chachamim. Shimon says that Sfichim are Mutter, Chachamim say they're Asur. We learned that Reb Shimon is Matir, the ones that grew in the sixth year, and they're just Nilkat, just taking out on the seventh year. Chachamim Oyser, all the Sfichim, even the ones that grew in the sixth year. So he was walking in Shemitah. And he sees one melakat shvitz, he sees one taking, harvesting things that grew in the Shemitah, meaning that they, even though they start growing the sixth year, but he was harvesting them in the seventh year. How can you take that out? This is svichin, svichin asur. But you're the one who says that svichin is mutter, says this person to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So why are you upset on me? Says yeah, but my friends disagree with me. And if we have to go with the rabbi, we have to pass like my friends. And seemingly this person did not want to listen to Rishon Bar Yochai. Someone who tears down a fence, the snake will bite him. Meaning, this refers to someone who does not listen to Chachamim, he gets hit by a snake. That's what happened. A snake bit this person and he died. Now the Gemara goes on to say the story of Shimon Bar Yochai. Parts of it are in the Bavli as well. Shimon Bar Yochai hid in a cave for 13 years. The gist that we have is Be'me'aras Charuvim de Truma. Reb Chaim fixes it, corrects it to Ve'hova Ochil Charuvim v'tmorim. He would eat carob and dates, or another pshat that Reb Chaim brings, a carob tree used to turn into dates every Shabbos. Still, just to live in this fruits wasn't very healthy. So as if his body grew rust on it. After 13 years, Omar, Leino, Nafak, Chami, Makolobam. Let me go out and see what's going on in the world. What is being talked about in the world? Nafak v'yosif le'al pum de ma'arto. So he sat in the entrance of the cave. Chavachat sa'id, sa'id siporin, poris betsudose. He sees this hunter who's putting a net to catch birds. Show a brass collar, here's a baskel, Omro, Dimus, Vishta Zivos. Here's the baskel that says, go free, and the bird was able to be saved. Omar Tzibor, Mi Balade Shmayo, Lo Yavdo. Koshekar Barnosho. He says, you see, that even a bird has Ashgocho, and if a Koshboko does not allow it to be captured, it doesn't get captured. So Koshekar human beings have Ashgocho Protis, and they won't be captured. Meaning, Shimon Chai says, I should not stay in the cave trying to hide from the Malchus, but I should go out, and if I'm not supposed to be captured, I will not be captured. Katchamo the Shadchan Miller, when he saw that the king died, the king was after him, he died, and things relaxed. I want to go see what's going on in the city of Tverio. He's going to go to the Beis HaMerchet, he's going to go to the bathhouse and use it. We need to go and do something for this city of Tverio, like our forefathers did. What did it say about the forefathers? It says about Yaakov Avinu. Vayichan espnei Yair. The Yaakov Avinu stood in front of the city. He camped in front of the city. And you dash from there. They made a butcher shop and they sold sold meat. So they helped the city through the economy of the city. On my nitke nitveria, let's go. What I'm going to do to help Tveria is I'm going to make it tar. They could take away all the mace, because throughout Tveria there was many areas which were not clear if there's a mace over there or not, and the Kriyanim were not able to walk there. They have enough of Turmusim. He took this vegetable called Turmusim, umikatsets umaklik. He would cut the Turmusim and spread it out around the city. They called Handav the Misa, wherever there was a mace. Have a tayef the solik lemin leil. So the mace came out of the ground. So then they were able to take away the mace and bury them in the basic forest, and that area became tar. Chamos echad kusis, one of the kusis saw him. Omar lino ozel mapli behadin sabad yodoy. I'm going to go and I will trick this old Jew, this sabad yodoy. Nozov chad mace, he took this one mace. Ozel the itre handed doki. So Shimon Bar Yochai cleaned one area, went to the next area. Excuse, he took a mace and put it in the area where Shimon Bar Yochai already made it tar. Also, look at Shimon Bar Yochai. Omar lei lo dokis asar plan. Says he went to Shimon Bar Yochai. Says, didn't you already mitar that area and you think that area is tar? I'll show you, there's still a mace over there. You didn't clean it well. Shubayachai saw that this kusi is the one who tried to trick him. He put the mace over there. This mace that this kusi put there, he should come back to life. He could come back from Shemayim down to earth. And this kusi should go up, meaning he should die. They can't have a slain. That's what happened. The kusi died, and the mace came back to life. Mi avar kumi mugdalo, when he passed through the mugdalim where tinoikas were learning, shama kala de safi, here's the sefer, they're telling the talmidim, oma ba yoichai mat ke tver, he said, this bar yoichai, referring to Rishu bar yoichai, he's making the tver yotar, meaning he made fun of Rishu bar yoichai, he made litzonos about it. And according to the Gius Reb Chaim, this sefer continued and said, amrin ashkun chad katilo, they found the mace. He says, Rav Shimcha is going mitar. He's not really mitar anything. They found the dead in a place where he was ready mitar. So it's unreliable. Omer Lei, so Rav Shimcha said, Yavor Aleim lo shamati shetveria asidil ditor. Will come on me, instead of claw to himself, if it's not true, that I have a Kabbalah, that Tveria is supposed to be Torah, that it will become Torah. In other words, I know that's what it's supposed to be, and I worked very hard to make Tveria Torah. Afilu ken lo himnin ha'iso. And even so, still, the Sefer did not believe Rav Shimcha, even though there's a Kabbalah, there'll be Torah, and even though Rav Shimcha worked so hard at it. Right away, this Sefer, who made fun of Rav Shimcha, died, became Gal Shat Somos, a pile of bones. I am based on halacha based in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Shalosh Arotzois Lebir. So the beer of Shemitah goes, when, as we learned earlier, Kole Lechayo Shabasode. When the food is gone in the field, that's when a person in the house needs to get rid of the fruits of Shemitah. But how do you go? Or how do you base it on? Says the Mishnah, there's three eras in Eretz Yisrael. There is Yehuda, there are Yarden, Vigolu. Three different areas. Each area is on its own. As the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, the animals of Yehuda don't wander to Golil, and the animals of Golil don't wander to Eretz Yarden. So therefore, a person who lives in Golil, takes fruits of Golil, he's able to eat the fruits and not get rid of them until the animals of Golil are still eating on the field, meaning still the fruits are in the fields of Golil. The person Yehuda can eat the fruits as long as the fruits are in the fields of Yehuda. And similarly regarding Eretz Yarden. If there's fruits in Eretz Yarden, but not in Golil, the one in Golil cannot eat the fruits even though there's still fruits for the animals of Eretz Yarden because he is in Golil. So says the Mishnah. Again, Shalosh Arotzos LeBiur, there's three Arotzos regarding Biur of Shemitah. Yehuda, Vevayadin, and Megolim. V'Shalosh, Shalosh Arotzos, Kolachas, Lachas. Each one of these places is also divided into three. To the Har, the mountain, the Shvelo, the plain, and the Emek, the valley. They're all divided. Meaning that here also you say, the animals of the valley don't go to the mountains. So if a person has fruits in the valley, even and the fruits in the valley are gone, he has to get rid of the fruits, even though there's still fruits in the mountain. Because the animals of the valley will now go to the mountain. But from mountain to mountain, they will go as long as it's in the same area in Eretz Yisrael. They will not go from Yehuda to Golil, even from mountain to mountain. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kolachas v'achas. Each one of the three arotzas in Eretz Yisrael is divided into three. Golil el-yorin, that's referring to the mountain. Golil atachter refers to the plain. Ba'emek refers to the valley, that's the area in Golil. Mikvar chananya v'lemalol. Whatever is Kvachran towards the top. Kol she'enu migdol shikvin Golil Elyon. Any area except migdol shikvin is part of Golil Elyon. Kvachranani v'lamata, Kvachran at the bottom. Kol shu migdol shikvin, and including migdol shikvin, Golil Atachton, that's part of Golil Atachton, that's part of the plain. V'tchum Tverya v'emek. Or another gear over here, Tchum Tverya hu'emek. The valley of Golil is the area of Tverya. Uvi Yehuda, you also have Ahar, Ashvelo, Vehemek. You also have the mountain, the plain, and the valley. Ushvelas lut kishvelas adorim. Now this is referring to, as many of the Mefarshim say, to Eretz Yarden. Shvelas lut is like shvelas adorim, meaning you eat in the shvela of lut as long as you eat in shvela of adorim, it's the same time. Fahar shol, the mountain of that area is kehar melech, you treat like kehar melech in terms of the timing. Mebeis choron adayom medina achas. The entire area of Beis Chorin until the sea is all Medina Achas, and according to Pnei Moshe, that's part of Eretz Yarden. Continues the Mishnah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. V'lamo Amushosh Arotzos, why do we say there's three countries dividing Eretz Yisrael? You can eat as long as the last fruits remains in the field of that area and that area only. Meaning Yehuda eats until the last fruit is in Yehuda, Galil until the last fruit is in Galil, and Ever Hayarden until the last fruit is in Ever Hayarden. That to each one of these places, divided into three, only Yehuda is divided into three, the other two are not. All the other places have the same level as Har HaMelech, which is a place in Yehuda. Whenever the Har HaMelech finishes to eat, that's when you consider all the other countries of Galil and Ever Hayarden, that's their last time. Regarding olives and dates, then you don't look at a three Aratzas, you look at the entire Eretz Yisrael as one big land. Because they usually come from place to place, the olives of Galil come to Yehuda and vice versa, so therefore you consider Eretz Yisrael to be one big land, and as long as one olive in any place in Eretz Yisrael, you can continue eating olive Shemitah everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. With this we conclude Yushal Mishvi's Daf Ayin Beis.